This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Pretty decent result for Green Bay, especially considering all of the drama this offseason.
Packers are now offering concessions to the reigning NFL MVP, reports ESPN's Adam Schefter.
So if Aaron Rodgers still wants a trade after this year, he can get it.
Was this really all over Randall freaking Cobb? Oh, my Lord, it is Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn, along with Bartomingo Gutekunst Scott, who is live today from Jets camp. And in just a little while, we will be joined by Jets linebacker C.J. Mosley. We will also hear from Aaron Rodgers later in this show. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Bart, the Packers went out last night and traded for Randall Cobb to get Aaron Rodgers' playmate back. And I mean, this is what the last 4 months have been about. You talk about your drama kings.
Yeah.
There is no other way to describe what's going on.
And, you know, this, to me, just also disqualifies Aaron Rodgers from being able to make personnel decisions, because I felt like it was a better move out there for him. I thought the real move was Odell Beckham, understanding that Odell may be enticed by another team that's a Super Bowl contender. And he may be able to say, I can be the finishing piece that makes them a Super Bowl contender. But we'll never know, because it'll never happen. And if I'm going to go into free agency and I got a Baker Mayfield and a run-based offense in Cleveland, and I have an opportunity to play with Aaron Rodgers and get the ball thrown to me a bunch of times and go into free agency, I would have went there gladly. Randall Cobb is a good player. I'm sure they maybe have a lot of chemistry, but it's different because Aaron Rodgers, I believe, doesn't realize that Randall Cobb aged a lot more than he has. Now, I know last year he wasn't able to read. He only started two games last year with Houston, and he had 458 yards receiving. And it's not like it's a big drop. It's a bigger gap between
a bad quarterback either,
right,
by the
that's
way.
What I'm saying. It's a bigger gap between Baker Mayfield and Aaron Rodgers than it is between Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers. So him coming back and giving that type of productivity, yeah, he's a good player, but I feel like it was a better player to get out there with him. So now I don't want to hear anything that Aaron Rodgers has to say. He's happy. Randall Cobb has 2 years left on his contract. He's putting the band back together. I don't know. Is he going to call James Jones up? He's going to call Jordy Nelson, bring him back? Like, listen, you can't go in a hot tub time machine, right? The difference is you're the quarterback, and you're going to age a little slower because you play more with your mind than you do with your body. And you're not out there trying to get around some of the youngest, quickest, most athletic corners in the league as they come in there in their prime. You're sitting behind a line, and the only person you're competing against is yourself.
What bothers me about this is I don't see how this was worth it.
Yeah.
Because next year, all right, Rodgers can, at the end of the season, tell Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst that he's not happy and he wants to move on and he wants to go somewhere else. And then they have to try to trade him. And are they fully going to be able to trade him exactly where he wants to go? It's all just bizarre. So let's hear some from Brian Gutekunst, first of all, on what exactly the resolution to the situation was.
Well, I think obviously to get him back, you're playing and going to compete for a championship in 2021. That was kind of the resolution. I think we're working through some things still, you know, to get to that point. But, you know, there was a lot of communication between Aaron and his representatives all summer to kind of to get to where we are now. So we feel good about it. And I think obviously we have a very good football team.
You know, that's fine. I mean, there really isn't a whole lot there where he gives you an idea of what you're talking about. We obviously know that you needed him back. And I wonder now, like, what else comes out of this? Does Rodgers now have the right to get a trade after the season? Let's hear from Gutekunst on that.
Yeah, no, I'll just say this, that as we, right now, again, there's some contractual things we have not done. And as we go through that, I'll talk about it a little bit more. But what I will say is that, you know, I think Aaron, with the time, what he's done for this organization, I think he deserves at least the conversation every year about where we're headed, where he's headed, and to get together and we'll make decisions. The club will always determine what's best for the Green Bay Packers. But I think he's earned the right to have those discussions.
Okay. So he's earned the right, Bart, to have discussions, but he hasn't earned the right to determine exactly where he's going to end up if it's not right for the Green Bay Packers. One thing that really gets lost in all of this, Aaron Rodgers never had a no-trade clause. Right. And Deshaun Watson does. And that's why I still don't really think that all of this crap was worth it, is unless all you were looking for was some passive-aggressive attention. Bart, I mean, this wasn't a beautiful mystery. This was a stupid foregone conclusion, as it turned out.
It absolutely was. And everybody else, and I feel like, you know, Gutekunst and the Green Bay Packers stood still. And listen, at the end of the day, it's like when your kid has a temper tantrum and you says, you know what, damn it, here's a piece. If it all it costs me is a piece of chocolate for you to shut the hell up, then here you go. And I don't know, I don't want to equate, you know, Randall
Cobb
to
life-saver
a little piece of.
Part.
Yeah. He got a Werther's original, Chris.
Exactly.
That's what he got. It wasn't even
Grandma
a piece of.
Grandma handed it over.
It wasn't even a Hershey Kiss, man. He got the Werther's original. And it's crazy, man. Like, all that for nothing, man. That just lets me know that Aaron Rodgers loved to hear his name in the mouths of the media. And he played this game, and all for nothing. I was hoping that at the end it was like a big piece to a crazy puzzle or something that was able to.
Well,
he was able
to be a beautiful mystery.
Yeah, but it wasn't. Like you said, it was a tragedy.
Yeah.
Because Randall Cobb doesn't, I don't believe, put you over the hump. I don't know.
No.
But
no.
All that, all this drama, all this going out the wide, trolling people and letting Tom Brady tell you you don't have any control, all that for Randall Cobb? You could have came to camp and got Randall. If you just wanted a couple of months off, man, you didn't have to show up to OTAs. I think they would have gave you a hall pass. And now, like, for Jordan Love, what does he feel? Like, Jordan Love has to feel like he's, like, the most undervalued person. He has to say, man, I don't know what's going on. If this guy doesn't opt out next year, then I'm going to be here 3 years. Like, we don't want Jordan Love to be one of those stories. You know, we're talking about and celebrating the 2018 class. Man, will Lamar Jackson get his money? Will Baker Mayfield get his money? Will Josh Allen get his money? You forget it was a guy named Josh Rosen, where I feel like he's on the back of every milk carton in every grocery store in America. Like, that could potentially be Jordan Love if Aaron Rodgers decides to play for two more years. Like, this kid may not ever get an opportunity. And I don't understand, you know, how you mend that fence with him as well, because now you may have a broken star and Aaron Rodgers is going to leave your house divided.
You know, when we hear from him later, do we need any details on what actually was bothering him?
I need clarity.
I want to hear exactly what the problem was.
Yeah, because Chris, you know, when I get up there and one day I'm going to meet my maker and God's going to talk to me and I'm saying, wait, God, before you judge me, I wasted about 16 hours on the Aaron Rodgers thing. Can I get that back? Can you send me back to Earth? Let me have a great time, because I can't get that time back. And that was unfair for me to have to follow Aaron Rodgers for those 16 hours of my life that I can't get back. Give me those back, God, and then you can tell me if I'm going to heaven or hell.
Yeah, see, for me, when I meet God, it's going to be, let me provide a little context into what you're talking about right now and some of the incidents we're referring to. That aside, though, but for instance, like, here's more Gutekunst. Let's hear more from the Packers GM on if Rodgers now has more say in personnel decisions.
No, I think, you know, Aaron's had kind of the same input he's always had, you know, I think, which has been a lot. I mean, he's earned a place at the table, I think. He always has. I think one of the things to this offseason, I think, is learning how to incorporate that.
Really? So, like, you're just going to talk to me like I'm dumb. So, Aaron Rodgers was being consulted. He was being, you know, you were talking to him like, yeah, absolutely. I would love a tree trunk running back in Aaron Dillon. And with all these great second-round draft picks out there, give me a ground-and-pound, 1 yard in a cloud of dust tailback. Wrong. See, this is what I'm talking about. When you double down on ignorance, like, it just makes me want to, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Does Gutekunst have the most punchable face now because he's wasted my life? He's wasted
my time. I'll tell
you
what, there are a lot of people lining up for that distinction. there really are. I mean, it's a competition right now. And one last thing that really in particular bothers me about the whole situation. Aaron Rodgers sat there and talked about how, on SportsCenter, about how he plays for the fans.
Yes.
He plays for his teammates.
Yes.
You left all of these people guessing in the offseason as to whether or not they were going to have you in the future. However you want to put this together, you just made it completely about you. And when you, frankly, when you have the audacity, when you've won one championship, uno, one, in your career, 17 years, one. When that's been the case, and you're going to put yourself and Devontae Adams and compare yourself to Jordan and Pippen? I mean, you talk about a lack of complete self-awareness. That's what we're dealing with Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, man, his ego's bigger than his resume. And listen, he's the baddest man on the planet, right? But you would anticipate and think
is
that.
Is he?
Well, listen, as a quarterback, I don't know if he's as far as a leader, right? And I told you, I read the quote yesterday from the coach that was just dismissed from the team.
Winston Moss.
Winston Moss. He says, when is somebody going to hold number 12 accountable? And I listen, no matter what we know about the story and about what Aaron Rodgers' time in Green Bay has been about, they know the whole story, right? So they know the stories that won't get reported because they're going to protect Aaron Rodgers from the media. They're not going to tell the things that he's done or the things that he hasn't done. You know, so I feel like they gave him a soft landing because they can tell his secrets, you know, like Alicia Keys if they wanted to. But, you know, if it's just a peek into the window, you know, the Winston Moss saying, hey, hold 12 accountable means that he's been walking around, you know, like he was the franchise and maybe feeling himself, which he should, right? He's the best player in the world. But not everybody tries to invoke on that power that they have, right? I mean, Tom Brady could have walked around like an arrogant person, but people tell the stories of Tom Brady, how he knows the third person on the roster, the third round draft pick, and he's pulling him to the side and talking to him, hey, if you need anything from me, you know, just let me know. All right. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is coming off with that same type of brand.
I need this from you, though. Please admit that a few Mondays ago, after that stupid golf tournament in Montana, when I was annoyed as I was about Aaron Rodgers, it turns out I wasn't wrong. Give me that.
You were
Give
right.
Give it to me.
Christopher Baby Buddha, your wisdom once again has enlightened me. The glow coming from your chi and your chakra was correct. Your intuition was correct, Christopher. I apologize.
You don't have
Aaron
to apologize.
Rodgers, congratulations,
I just want to know that
you
I
played
wasn't
yourself.
Nuts.
You weren't. I mean, I've never been so disappointed. Like I said, I'm really going to ask Jesus. Matter of fact, I might go and call my pastor and tell him, hey, can you just talk to Jesus and tell him I need those rollover minutes on my life? Tell him just go ahead and throw them up. You know
the
what
last
man?
Time I checked, Jesus isn't T-Mobile. I'm not clear on that. You know, something else I'm not clear on is the fact that Bart is out at Jets camp today, and he has gotten exactly the same amount of reps as Zach Wilson has, and he has seen the offense a little bit more than Zach Wilson has.
Well, Robert Saleh is sitting right next to him. He gave me a palm before he went and sat down with Pat Curran for Sirius Radio. You want me to tell him what's up? You want to ask him?
Of course.
I don't know. I don't know if he'll like that answer. I don't know.
Probably
I tell
not.
You what, I don't know if you guys have ever seen Robert Saleh, but he's jacked up on Mountain Dew, man. He really is Xerxes.
And you're saying that.
He really is Xerxes, man. This dude is lean. His calves got vein nations all over the place, man. This dude's like, you remember last year, who was that? Was that Vrabel said that he'll take on any coach in the league? I don't know if he want no smoke from Saleh. I looked at Vrabel. He looked like he enjoying some of that Tennessee barbecue a little bit too much.
Yeah, I think he was talking about Andy Reid when he said that. Listen, that aside, the fact that the Jets pick, the second overall pick in the draft, is not there yet because of two smaller contractual hangups. That's frustrating. Now, just for those who are unaware what the situation is here and why he hasn't signed, as far as we know, it's two issues. One is his signing bonus and when he would actually get it.
Yeah.
The Jets want to defer it until 2022 or a good portion of it, whereas he would want it within the first 30 days, which is not unheard of. That's usually the case with most very high picks that they get at least a good chunk of that money right away. And then the second is something that you've heard more and more about the last few years, which is offset language. And what that means is if Zach Wilson in four years gets cut, then he can go somewhere else and double dip on his salary. In other words, whatever the Jets owe him, his new salary doesn't just get deducted from that. He wants to be able to go to a new team and get $3 million, but still get exactly what he could from the Jets. Me providing that context of what the issues are, how big of a deal is this right now when you've already had a practice and he's not there?
Well, listen, we've seen this with first-round draft picks all the time, not really coming to camp on time. What we're not accustomed to is seeing a first round pick that is really the unquestioned starter going into the to camp, not showing up. You would think that, you know, you can get those things figured out. And from Zach Wilson's, you know, standpoint, you have to understand where he's coming from. He's watched the number three overall pick, one pick, you know, after him and Sam Darnold, not make it to the end of that contract. So you want to make sure that you can double dip, that you can have an opportunity to be able to get as much money as you can, because it's not guaranteed. We all always assume that it's going to go the right way. But just look at, we talked about Rosen as well, right? We talked about Rosen. We haven't seen him. Or, I mean, who is he playing for now? I mean, he's been on Tampa. He's been on Miami. He's been on Arizona. You know, so, you know, you fight for those little things in case the worst-case scenario occurs. And I think they'll figure it out. He'll get here. Right now, he's not missing much. Today was pretty much a day of nothing burger, just kind of getting the rust off guys. It was very fast practice. Practice was over at 11:48. They started at 10:20, so that's only an hour and 20-minute practice. You know, solid believes in all gas, no breaks. So it was more about being efficient than it was about multiple reps and getting it all done. You know, yes, he misses the opportunity to really bond with his teammates and start that process. But at the end of the day, the 2 days that he missed won't equate to anything.
Well, this is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Here's my problem, though, Bart. It's twofold. I think it's on both sides.
Yeah.
Number one, if you're the Jets, what's the big deal about giving the bonus now versus in 2022? It's a cash flow thing,
yeah,
but it doesn't – it's not like they can't afford it. I mean, business is still pretty good despite recent news events at Johnson & Johnson. The last time I checked.
Was disconnected with the baby powder. But they still, like to your point, Chris, they have plenty of salary cap space. And, you know, I anticipate them to be able to upgrade this team as more players are going to get cut from training cap, cap casualties, you know, things of that sort. You know, some of the young players playing well. And I don't think the little guaranteed money that they give Zach is going to really affect their bottom line at all,
no,
to your point.
No, and so to me, that – I don't think it's unreasonable when you've seen a lot of these top-tier quarterbacks or picks get that money within 10 days in some cases, if not 30 days of actually signing the contract. But here's where I have a problem with Wilson. That double-dipping thing, I get it, okay? But to me, that's more about the agent. Now, I was talking to an agent yesterday about this very topic, and it's a bigger issue there. If you're an agent and you have the number two pick in the draft, and you can't get that language removed from the contract,
yeah,
allowing your guy to double dip, well, next year, when you're fighting to try to sign one of the top picks to represent, other agents are going to use that against you. Hey,
yeah,
he might have cost you $2 and $3 million right there. So this, to me, is not so much about Zach Wilson as
right,
much as it's about Zach Wilson's agent protecting his own business and the future of it.
No, absolutely, right? You want to make sure that you're always on par, because you know that, you know, players always, you know, our agents are always like fishing, you know, and always looking to snatch other players. So, you know, you definitely want to make sure you're able to make sure that you're always seen in a proper light. And also, it's a marketing ploy for yourself. Like, listen, I fight for the little things for my client, right? I'll fight for the little things. I'll fight for 10% if that's what we agreed upon. So, you know, it's more about the agent and their ego than it is actually about the player, because the player doesn't really understand. Like, what's the difference to him? You know what I mean? Like, whether he gets the $10 million or he gets it, you know, this year, or he gets it, you know, in a roster bonus in a time next year. Like, he's still going to get it. Still guaranteed.
Yep. What,
you know,
a show.
And this stuff's all slotted. This stuff's all slotted anyway. Like, you know, that's a good thing about the new CBA, is you don't have to worry about, you know, really negotiating and fighting and bringing people contracts up. It's all slotted.
This has been Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. What a show we have got for you today. Bart, as you can tell us, as we told you, is out of Jets camp today.
I'm going to order an omelet in a minute, too. I forgot how great they treat athletes around here. I had a great breakfast for free, $99.
So you walked in the door, and they just assumed that this was 2012, and you got the kind of breakfast that you were expecting, yeah, to get, and forgot how good the food is.
I just forgot, man. I forgot the options. I mean, I got some chorizo eggs, and I was like, do I want oatmeal or do I want grits? Well, I mean, I had grits in a long time. Then I saw this Danish that was just sitting there. It was calling me. It was like, hey, Bart, I'm available. And I was like, guess what? I'm in the market for anything. So go ahead. I'll take that too. And it's like the array of drinks. And As a matter of fact, while we were talking, Chris, I got a cramp from talking, right? Because I felt like my food really hadn't digested yet. So, you know, I'm really going to need this first break to get my mind right.
Well, we're going to talk to C.J. Mosley in just a little bit, the Jets linebacker. That's going to be great. We're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers later as he addresses the media as well for the first time since showing up in camp. So there's so much to do on this show, including hearing from you at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio is presented by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott. Bart is out at Jets camp today. Up next, a lot of talk around the Olympics and Simone Biles, the decision prioritizing her mental health. We will get into that and look at both sides of this, especially from the athlete standpoint with Bart in moments. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Bart and Hahn.
I'll tell you, a very interesting situation with Simone Biles and a lot of interesting reactions as well. It is Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning Instant Karma. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply. So for those who have not heard, Simone Biles, as we know, yesterday pulled out of the team competition citing mental health issues with her preparation to participate. The American gymnastic team got a silver medal in the competition yesterday, and then today it was announced that she would be not participating in the all-around that is tomorrow. Now, Bart, before we get into this, let's hear from Simone Biles a little bit on exactly how she arrived at the decision to bow out.
If you could sort of tell us, was there any injury? That was one thing we wanted to know. And if you can elaborate on maybe the stress you've been feeling. We all know when you're in the spotlight, we can imagine what it's like.
No, no injury, thankfully. And that's why I took a step back, because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured. So I thought it was best if these girls took over and did the rest of the job, which they absolutely did. They're Olympic silver medalists now, and they should be really proud of themselves for how well they did last minute having to go in. And it's been really stressful, this Olympic Games, I think, just as a whole, not having an audience. There are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
All right, Bart, have at it. Your take on Simone Biles, especially from the athlete perspective.
I mean, it's tough, right? Because it's never the wrong time to admit that you're having issues and say, hey, I need to get help. But damn, that's just bad timing, right? I mean, if they would have known that they weren't going there, maybe they could have took a different approach. But, yeah, at this point, they're all in with you, and they're depending on you. And I'm glad that she dropped out today for the overall, because that would have came off as selfish, that she couldn't be there for her teammates to win a group medal, but then she competed for an individual medal, which is only benefits her. But if I'm a former teammate, I have mixed emotions. Like, maybe we could have helped you through this, and you didn't have to have your best day for us to win gold. And you talk about losing money, right? You know, that's a lot of money to lose. Because, listen, America and sponsors usually only reward number one. And silver medal, that's a great medal, right? That's something that you can show your kids. That's a hell of an accomplishment. But it ain't number one. And to quote the great Will Ferrell, and Talladega Nights, if you ain't first, you last. And this was an opportunity, and I don't want to make fun of someone having a mental episode, but I just hope that sometimes, you know, we've elevated players that are able to internalize and live within the moment and be able to overcome physical issues and also mental issues. So I'm happy that she had the wherewithal, and it started with Osaka. It's not even started with Osaka. We hear DeMar DeRozan talk about it. We hear Kevin Love talk about it. And I do not want to minimize anybody that feels like they're having mental issues and need to take a break. But it was just bad timing for me. If I was a teammate, I wish that, you know, we would have known this and we would have brought somebody else, right? Because at this point, you're going with a substitute. If you would have known this, if this would have occurred before they went over there, yeah, it's somebody that was left off a team that could have helped them maybe win better or give them a better shot. I don't know if they called in an alternate, but, man, that hurts.
Yeah, and here's what I honestly believe. I don't think this is the same as, you know, a professional athlete who is pulling out in the NBA Finals or something like that. And I've heard that a lot over the last 24 hours. I think this is completely different.
This is their Super Bowl, though, correct,
it, it
Chris?
It is, but here's why it's completely different, okay? You need to really put into perspective a few things. Number one, we can't get into her head about what's going on. Number two, think about everything that this young woman has had to deal with. She hasn't lost in 8 years. Mm-hmm. She's had to deal with the Larry Nassar thing, which she has said in an interview as the last competing person that was abused in that scandal, that a big reason why she was competing was to continue to draw attention to that. And she has, you know, basically screamed at the people in charge of it for United States Gymnastics for having one job to protect the gymnasts. Okay, all of that's in there too. An entire country is counting you on you. An entire television network is counting on you. But you also read more about this, and Bart, it sounds like she also had a little bit of a case of the yips, because when she got into the warm-ups and was trying to get right, it didn't seem like she was getting right. And I read more about this morning, like, she wasn't able to twist like you normally need to be able to twist. So if you have the yips,
yeah,
like Ben Simmons at the free throw line, you miss a free throw. If you have the yips and you're a gymnast, you could break your neck. So I think that in a lot of ways, for her to actually step away, tell her teammates, you're going to be better off with somebody else today than what I can give you today, that had to be incredibly brave when you consider her entire life has been about 2 and 3 moments in the Olympics.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris. It's very few times on this show where my mind has been changed during a segment. But, I mean, for you to explain it so eloquently like that, I applaud the young lady even more now. I mean, I didn't really know that. I understood the Larry Nassar stuff. But, you know, if she had the yips during the warm-ups where she felt like she – and, you know, she alluded to it a little bit when she said she didn't want to – she's not injured, but she didn't want to get injured. That says a lot. It's just unfortunate, you know, that incident continues to haunt her, and it's going to continue to haunt her for the rest of her life. And maybe it can be a beacon to more people as well, and maybe this can be a positive thing. But it still, it still hurts selfishly as a teammate. Because she is the best in the world, and they need her to be able to make money, and they need her to be able to shine a light on their talents, because their talents by themselves isn't great enough to be able to get the endorsements that they needed. And unfortunately, they'll have to wait another 4 years to hopefully have an opportunity to be good enough to be able to cash in on a gold medal and be able to come back and get the endorsements. Because remember, these guys aren't really well paid. I don't know how much money gymnasts make, but you know, gymnasts really make their money when they're able to cash in on the world championships and ready to cash in specifically on the Olympics. I mean, and, you know, you talk about women gymnastics has a storied history of greatness. When you think about Mary Lou Retton. Well, I had a crush on Dominique Dawes all my whole life. You know what I mean? So that's the only reason I was watching.
Carrie Strug on one leg.
Yeah, you know, Carrie Strug's on one leg, and you know they wanted to be added to that history books of immortality of the gymnastics team that was able to go over to Tokyo and get gold. And unfortunately, they fell short. And they fell short because their best player, just think, they finished second. If their best player was right, it wouldn't have been close.
But the one thing I want to ask you is this, as an athlete, if you have a teammate who comes to you with this and says, listen, you are better off with somebody else today, even though it's a superstar, what I can give you is not going to be better than what somebody else can give you, how do you react?
I'm gonna call my mama. Pray for her, mama. Get that demon off of him. Something, man. Like, it's tough, man, because you want to be a good teammate, but man, you've been working. They've been working their whole life too, to try and get that moment. And it's like you want everybody. You want the best chance to win. So that, you know what happens?
That's kind of why I was really moved by it, because she realized it's not just about her. It's about all of them and trying to not take something away from them. I thought that was pretty amazing the way she did. And don't get me wrong, the one thing that's going to aggravate me here is there are completely different circumstances for everybody. This one, I think, is exceptionally nuanced.
Yeah, it is. When you talk about sexual assault, and you know, it's like returning to the scene of the crime too, right? You talk about dealing with that type of anxiety and you being the last one. And you never know what triggers you, right? And maybe she was triggered and it just – She couldn't deal with it, right? And they don't, you know, I don't know how much what type of mental health or therapy that she's been receiving, but clearly her reaching out to her support group or her support system wasn't enough. So either she didn't have one, or it wasn't effective to help her get through that episode where she can clear her mind and focus. You know, it's like you said, Chris, it's super nuanced, because we talked about athletes being able to block out the distractions, right? We talk about being able to block out, you know, pending, death, right? We talk about pending issues that they have, whether they got to go to court or something like that, or they can be suspended. You know, like, you know, stuff like that. And I don't want to put Deshaun Watson in it, like, you know, but we've seen feats of athletes that can go on the field and block everything out that's happening in their life, and we applaud them. So I don't know how to take this one, because we are able to elevate guys like that. Do we not break her down a notch because she wasn't mentally tough, right? We talk about physical toughness, mental toughness. We talk about the mama mentality, right? Is this the mama mentality, or is it not, right? Is it the mama mentality to be truthful to yourself, or is it the mama mentality to be able to play through anything? I mean, hell, Kobe played in the midst of rape charges.
You know, a situation that he put himself in, mind you. But, yeah, it is a very – nuanced situation, as we said. So your take on this at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll have that in just moments. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. Up next, Aaron Rodgers is going to speak. We will have that for you in just a little bit. We will also be joined by Jets linebacker C.J. Mosley as Bart's out of Jets camp today. We'll take your calls, but the next 2 days for the Yankees, incredibly important, both on and off the field. Did they give us a hint last night of what they're doing? We'll tell you next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN+.
Bart and Han.
Let's hit the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus as well. ESPN Radio is presented live via the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Bart, let us hit a couple of the calls on the Simone Biles situation. Check in with Blue Man, North Carolina, up first on Bart and Han. Bloomy, what's up?
How you doing, gentlemen? Good afternoon.
Good. How are you?
I just wanted to make, thank you, I'm doing well. I wanted to make two observations. One is, I was explaining to your producer that I'm glad to see these athletes like Andrew Luck, everybody who retires early or separates himself from the limelight, they're not beholden to anyone but themselves. Their self-preservation, their health, whether it be physical or mental, is priority. Two, I think the people lashing out, they're suffering and they feel like they're suffering alone. So when they see someone with the capability of backing out or kind of having their self-preservation, it resonates with them because they empathize, but they don't know how to express it. So yell at anyone lashing out because they're suffering too.
Appreciate the call, Bloomy. Listen, I'm not going to try to get into what people think who were criticizing this, but Bart, I mean, you know, just from that athlete perspective that we were talking about a little while ago, I thought the most interesting thing that you brought up is this the real Mamba mentality, or is it the Mamba mentality of fighting through everything?
Yeah, I mean, and that's tough, right? Because I feel like if we poll 10 people, we'll have 10 different answers for that, man. And it's one of those things where, you know, we're more self-aware and we're starting to become more accepting of it. I mean, I have a niece that's bipolar. And how many of these people have undiagnosed mental diseases that they don't know about, right? And how much of that is from trauma? And it's different degrees of mental illness and different things that trigger. And, you know, all we can do is continue to talk about it and hope that it empowers those who need the help to get the help. We don't want to make people afraid to come out because they're going to be judged.
In just minutes, we're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers. This summer games news and notes brought to you by California Almonds, representing your country or representing your trivia team. Almonds are always natural fuel for the best you. California Almonds, own your everyday, every day. C.J. Mosley opted out of last year. How does he fit in Robert Saleh's defense with the Jets, plus Aaron Rodgers on Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Han, the podcast.